China tackles an outbreak of bird flu.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Officials in China announced today that a sixth person has died from a new strain of bird flu. 14 people near Shanghai have been infected. And today, authorities there decided to close all of the city's poultry markets. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports.
Health officials believe people are contracting the virus known as H7N9 through direct contact with infected birds, including pigeons and chickens. Starting tomorrow, all of the city's poultry markets, 460 of them, will be temporarily closed. It's a move that's sure to have a huge economic impact on the city of 24 million people. City official Shaolin Chu attempted to calm fears at a Friday press conference.
The government will reimburse poultry vendors with at least 50% of the market price as compensation for their lost poultry.
The news could be a hit for Yum Brands, parent company of KFC, which earned nearly half of its revenue last year from China. So far, health officials have not found evidence that this bird flu strain can be transmitted between humans. Shanghai officials said today that two of those infected, including a four-year-old child, are showing signs of recovery. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmidt for Marketplace.